Life, Purpose, Leadership, Episode 43.
Hi, yep, it's me, Dion, helping you become a confident leader and memorable speaker. Before lockdown, one sunny Friday afternoon, playing tennis, I hit the ball so cleanly and precisely, I won the match. It was the tennis match of my life. A tough opponent, two leagues above me. But the match seemed to be a blur. It flew by so quickly, I realized I had been in a state of flow. Have you ever spent half an hour searching the internet, which, as you find afterwards, lasted 3 hours, or opened a book shortly after breakfast, and a little while later noticed the room was getting darker? Think for a moment in your life when you were so involved in what you were doing that the rest of the world seemed to disappear. Your mind wasn't wandering, you were totally focused and concentrated on that activity, and to such an extent that you were not even aware of yourself. Psychologists call this flow state, these absorbing experiences. It was discovered and named by a world-famous psychologist with the most unpronounceable name in history. It's Milei Chizvinsky. I'll stick it below. So how do we enter the flow state? The flow state happens under very specific conditions. When we encounter a challenge that is testing our skills, and yet our skills and capabilities are such that it is just about possible to meet the challenge. So both the challenge and the skills are at high levels, stretching us almost to the limit. If the challenge exceeds our skills, we become anxious. If the skills exceed the challenge, we usually become bored. So that famous psychologist came to the conclusion that flow is a universal experience, which has several important characteristics. One, clarity of goals and immediate feedback on progress. For example, in a competition, you know what you've got to achieve. You know exactly how well you are doing, whether you are winning or losing, like me in the tennis match. Two, complete concentration on what one is doing at the present moment, with no room in one's mind for any other information. A heightened state of mindfulness in action, or as I like to call it, paying attention. Three, actions and awareness are merged. For example, a guitar player merges with the instrument and becomes the music that he's playing. The activity becomes almost automatic, and the involvement seems almost effortless, but it isn't. Three, losing awareness of oneself or self-consciousness is also a common experience, but interestingly, after each flow experience, the sense of self is strengthened and a person becomes more than he or she was before. How incredible. Four, a sense of control over what one is doing with no worries about failure. Five, transformation of time. Usually time passes much faster than expected. However, the reverse can also be true. Six, activities are intrinsically rewarding. This means they have an end in themselves. You do something because you want to, with any other end goal often being just an excuse. So what is also interesting in flow is the almost total absence of emotions during the actual process. One seems to be almost beyond experiencing emotions, most likely because the awareness of self is so present. So flow is intrinsically motivating and enjoyable. And there are many activities conducive to flow. Sports, dancing, involvement in creative arts, and other hobbies. In fact, most daily activities can lead to optimal experience. As long as the situation is sufficiently complex enough to activate that high challenge, low skill condition. So it stands to reason that flow states result from, or at least at the starting point, getting to grips with what you are passionate about. And I call this singing my song. When I'm doing something that challenges me, something that I really love to do, and I'm skilled at it, I find I've entered states of flow. Flow has a dark side too, though, but that's another discussion. Suffice to say, I have this question for you to reflect on. This question is about flow and how we bring it about. Flow is therefore a really important state to get into. So how do we use it to enhance life, yet being able to let go when necessary?
For more information, please visit truth-works.co.uk, and please do sign up to receive regular support, inspiration, motivation, and education.